Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cal is a kick-ass racquetball player.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers. Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
I like that, Tyler. I like being interrupted with that breaking news sounder, man. What you got?
Yeah, man, some pretty big breaking news out of the NFL. Not Texans related, but a quarterback.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. It will one day. Multiple sources now reporting that the 49ers and quarterback Brock Purdy, they are finalizing a five-year, $265 million contract for young Brock Purdy. And somewhere, CJ Stroud is smiling his ass off.
Smiling, man. He's about to find an amper. What he about to do? He's going to party. So apparently, we got us a big Brock Purdy fan in the building. I mean, this lady just sounded off right here. When you walked in, ma'am, I didn't take you for... That's a Brock Purdy fan right there. I didn't have it, but Brock Purdy. Maybe she's an Iowa State Cyclone of some sort. But Brock Purdy getting paid, Clint.
Five years. Buddy. 5 years. What'd you say it was?
265.
265 mil.
5 years, 265. I'm seeing my math. That's 53 a year.
53.1 now.
There's 181 million of that in total guarantees for Brock Purdy. Yeah, look, I think here... You know, being here in Houston, we immediately look up and it's like, okay, obviously C.J. Stroud is going to be he's going to be next up as soon as the season's over this year. That's going to be the big talk, the big conversation is what does C.J. Stroud's contract look like, Ron? And we've talked about it a couple of times over the last week or so. And you know, I've been one to think the shine has slowed a bit with C.J. Stroud since that rookie year. I think this is a monster year for him in a sense of, does he set the market or does he now sign a Brock Purdy type deal? You know, what does that look like? I got to believe if Brock Purdy's getting 53, and this is no shade on Brock Purdy, but I got to believe if Brock Purdy's getting 53, then the immediate conversation with C.J. Stroud, assuming he just plays at an average C.J. Stroud level this year, is set to market.
Yeah, I definitely understand where you're coming from, Tyler, because that's the first thing you think, like, C.J.'s having a party.
Yeah.
But honestly, as you kind of look at it now, as Adam Schefter is putting this out, you get a breakdown, Clint. Dak Prescott is number one
60.
At 60, followed by Burrow at 55, Allen at 55, Jordan Love at 55, Trevor Lawrence at 55, Tua's at 53.1, and then there's Brock Purdy and Jared Goff. Brock Purdy's number probably really doesn't matter to CJ right now, to be honest, because like that, Clint, he would have to have an absolute fall apart almost type of year for him not to get into the range above, not to get above Trevor. Like, it would have to me, right, go really bad, I would think.
Yeah, and it's not going to. It's not going to go bad enough. Like, here's the deal.
Because if he did what he did last year, he is going to get 56 at least.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. It's no shade to Brock Purdy, but like, Brock Purdy is not what drives San Francisco's system.
Well, somebody just texted and said Brock went to the Super Bowl.
No, look, I am a Brock Purdy fan. I am a believer in Brock Purdy. I do not minimize anything that Brock Purdy does physically or intangibly. Brock Purdy's a really good quarterback, but the reality of that offense is it is not quarterback driven. And he is a quarterback that is a it's more about driving the ship than it is putting the team on your back and going and winning a game. And all I'm saying is, if your quarterbacks that are just keeping the team between the lines, if quarterbacks just keeping the team not losing games instead of like being the reason why you win games
consistently, it
is getting $53 million a year. And like you said, you look up Trevor Lawrence is getting 55 a year. Like, the reality of it is C.J. Stroud can't have a bad enough year this year for him to not be in the does C.J. Stroud set the market or not conversation.
God bless, brother.
Yeah, forget the, well, you know, he may fall under this guy or that guy. No, this is a do you set the market or not type of deal. And I don't think he has to have a great season for that to I'm swinging completely. I was under the impression he had to have a huge year. But I'm telling you, if Brock Purdy's going to get within $7 million a year of the highest paid quarterback in the game.
But it's all the factors, Clint. Another big factor is, again, like, he's not dealing with also maybe what Kyle Tucker dealt with the Astros. Or he's not dealing with what Trey Hendrickson is dealing with the Bengals. He's dealing with an organization that loves him.
Oh, yeah.
An organization that is that may be similar to Brock Purdy, that loves him and believes in his ass and want to make sure they get him taken care of. Cal and Hannah, D'Amico, Nick, they're all in lockstep, and they should be, with C.J. Stroud. They love him. Like I said, it would, if he came back, there are some organizations, Clint, that if C.J. Stroud were to have the same year he had last year, that maybe wait. Or maybe say, I don't know if I want to set the market. Or hell, I want to give you what Jared Goff's giving. But I don't think the Texans view it that way. I think the Texans view him as hell, they've given him power.
Yeah.
Right, like, so I think it all factors and works. The Texans believe in him so much that they're going to take care of him.
Yeah, there's no doubt. This is an unorthodox, I'll put it to you that way, relationship in terms of the head coach and the quarterback, ownership and the quarterback at this point. In fact, it's so tight. It's so unorthodox. If they were to have a bad year, it's going to be Nick Caley ain't worth a damn. It's not going to be C.J. Stroud is the reason behind it. So, yeah, man, that is a big time deal. If you're just breaking in, a little breaking news to start Dirty's Daily here. 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy agreed to terms on a 5-year, $265 million contract with $181 million of that being guaranteed. Let's take the C.J. Stroud part of this thing off the table, Ron. Does that, for Brock Purdy, does that surprise you?
No, but I wouldn't be happy if I were a Niners fan. Like, not that I wouldn't be happy. I'd be nervous because.
Ooh, that's a big number.
I would be nervous because when you commit that number to them, then even though, as you know how I am, the salary cap is, you can work around it, but obviously when you have that big number moving forward, it limits you from being able to do whatever, and you need your quarterback to be able to match.
Yeah,
that, and to be able to play in a way where he can overcome that, and we're gonna learn. Do you need to have Debo, and and Christian, and Kittle, and Brandon Ayuk? Do you need to have all that? Because he's not gonna have the ability to have all of that.
Yeah, look, I think he's obviously has a Jalen Hurts dynamic to him where there's some elite leadership there. And if you surround him with a great team, he's gonna win ball games, and he's going to take them to the next level. He's not going to be the reason why you lose ball games. I don't know. I just – Brock Purdy's a guy that I feel like we've seen the best of, right? I mean, like, he's been to a Super Bowl. He jumped on the scene, and you've seen what he offers. Even you start looking at Trevor Lawrence and those guys making $55 million. Like, Trevor Lawrence, I still don't know if we've seen the best of Trevor Lawrence. Now, yeah. The fair or foul, or I'm not saying that
he's
we.
He's on his third head coach.
But at least when you pay him, you sit back and you go, well, he had a head coach that was out here kicking the kicker, and he had a, you know,
he had another head coach that got fired in 2 years.
Yeah, like that may have
Duvall guy.
That may have held him back a little bit. But you don't, you know, you still think that, boy, if the stars align, Trevor Lawrence could give you something else. I don't know that I feel that
you
way
feel
about
like
Brock.
You think we've seen Brock
Yeah,
Seeley?
Yeah. I think we've seen Brock Seeley. And that's not a knock on Brock. Hell, he's been in an NFC championship and a Super Bowl.
Yeah. I believe that you can put together a team to win it with Brock. Now at this number, it's one that you really have to kind of look at. Because even with Jalen Hurts, as you brought up Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
And they do pretty well of getting the roster. They've got AJ, yeah. They've got Smith, they've got Goddard. They take care of a lot of guys. They still lost, you know, their guard.
Yeah.
They still lost C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Yeah. They still lost the left side of their defensive line. With Sweat and Milton Williams, like they still have had to make some sacrifices because of the number that their quarterback has.
That's Ryan Ugly. I'm Clint Sterner. T-Meal is back in the studio. We are at Stars Sports Bar and Grill in Katy off 99 and I-10 right there in that junction right there. It's easy to find, baby. And I'm telling you, it is. It's the place to be, man. $30 all you can eat crawfish, and these should not be $30. It should be significantly more than $30 for all you can eat crawfish with what I'm eating. I've got my second platter right in front of me. $30 all you can eat crawfish and $20 buckets of beer. I'm telling you, this is get off your couch, make a U-turn, tell your wife you'll be home later, or tell your wife to meet you up here. It's that kind of deal. These are really, really, really good crawfish. I do want to jump on the college topic that I hit real quick, Ron. This is interesting, and I think as a college fan, any college football fan out there, I think you're going to like this. Is there's two things that I think are on the table this year for serious consideration. One, I know. The second one may or may not be college football to decide on the new playoff seeding format, Ron, where essentially they're going to do away with teams being able to win a conference championship, but not be the top, you know, one of the top teams that make the college football playoffs to get the bye.
The thing we saw that was very, very clear as soon as the stuff came out. Yeah.
Boise State and Arizona State last year both got a bye, even though they were ranked lower than who was it that didn't get the bye? Georgia?
Texas didn't get a bye. Georgia got one.
Texas didn't
get a bye.
Penn State?
Penn State didn't get a bye.
Yeah, so I think, Ron, I'm just here to tell you, man, I think this is a change. Overall with college football right now, with all the change that's going on, there's so much change going on in college football right now that if the committee and all the decision makers, if they don't move and shake as we change things, it's going to turn into a disaster again. Like if this has got to be a moving forward, college football has to be, whether it's NIL, it's transfer portal, or it's college football playoffs, or it's any kind of realignment, which I don't know what's going to happen there. That's slowed down, obviously. But any of that stuff, like, there has to be new decisions and new guides and regulations put in place every single year as this thing unfolds, right? And the change that needs to be made, it's blatantly obvious with the college football playoffs right now. The change that needs to be made is you can't let lesser football teams get automatic byes in the playoffs. I think it's got to be the top seeds, no matter who wins what conference, that the highest rated teams have to get in and they have to be seeded that way. The most deserving teams should get the bye, not somebody that won a conference.
Well, yeah, I think it was clear because it's so uneven to what it is. Like Boise played they played about as good a schedule as you can play being in the Mountain West.
Yep.
Their only
loss was Oregon.
And they took them to the brink in overtime, I believe.
Yep.
So I get that, but I mean, it is weird to think one team is ranked third and another team's ranked 11th. Or Arizona State was even further down and they get a bye. That was weird. And I think it makes sense. And hell, I think they would probably rather host Boise would have rather been able to host a game at home.
Well, the interesting thing, it's the...
Depending on how it came out.
The ACC and the Big 12, right, are both conferences that are kind of bucking this. Obviously, the Big 10 and the SEC are like, yeah, cool, whatever. So the teams that benefited last year are teams that are you know, because
the Mountain West and then the Big 12.
Yeah. So anyway, it's that one, and then I think the other part of it, Ron, is do they go to 16-team playoff?
They were going that quick, huh?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's interesting if they're going to expand the playoffs. I think college football both. From a result of getting to the best team in the country as well as making the most money, I think they're on to something with bowl games are dying, right?
Yeah.
I think Arkansas, my school, was one of about three schools that actually tried in their bowl game. Their players actually played. But, you know, the more games they can create that matter, the better the process is going to be getting to the national champion, and the more money college football is going to be able to
there,
make.
Yeah, I get that. In 16, obviously, I'd pay attention to it more. I heard Sean Pendergast discussing this earlier this week. I'd pay attention more. But there, I do think we are potentially moving past that line of it being exclusive and it being like really, really like something in your regular season. I wonder if this in any – like, that was the thing that college football had over, I think, any sport, is their regular season was so, like, you had to be up. You had to pay attention to every regular season game, because you lose one, you might be out of it.
Yep.
And now, boy, we get to 16 teams, man, you can lose 3-4 games and get into it, probably.
More teams got a shot, that's for sure.
Yeah, I do like that part, so... I don't know. We'll see what they do, but that the seeding thing is pretty obvious. That one was
clear. It can't wait 2 or 3 years. It's got to happen now.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, we've been talking to cats around here about this Texans offense, and Clint, I know you've been looking at this, and you think this small change. You've talked about it. They could just do some just small changes from last year offensively. It could make a world of difference. This is one of those changes. We'll discuss.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Discuss that coming up next.
Live from Stars Sports Bar and Grill in Katy, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, that's another 2 pounds. Is that 3 pounds that time, Clint? Another two pounds, Clint just ran through. Go ahead, knock off the potato. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you're getting a real showing of it right now as he has knocked it down. His second, that's 4 pounds. And by the way, if you come in here, if you're just walking in or you're on your way, these bad boys are all you can eat. $30, all you can eat all day. Not sometimes these specials we have here during our crawfish circuit. By the way, this is stop number 7. Real quick out here, shout out to Shannon and Steve. They've been to all 7 stops out here. No matter how late they get here, they have still been here to all 7 stops. And as they said,
dedication, man.
That's dedication. They said they come into Sugar Land next week for stop number 8. So go ahead and do your thing. We appreciate you all for coming out and hanging with us, everybody here. But $30, all you can eat all day long. As I said, generally, these things sometimes end, Clint, at 6 when we leave. No, this is all night long. You got the Astros. You got the NBA playoffs. You got the Stanley Cup finals or Stanley Cup playoffs, excuse me. You can watch all that with the TVs all over the place here. This is a great spot. Also, $20 buckets of beer as well that you can get. So you ain't got no reason not to get on out here.
Whew.
To Stars Sports Bar and Grill here in Katy. So make your way on out here. Clint has just ran through another 2 pounds.
Eating them in 2 pound increments, it allows me to eat more actually because it just kind of spaces them out there, man.
I mean, Clint Tyler, he ran through this, man. He even talked to a couple of listeners and still was able to slide his way through these 2 pounds.
He's a professional.
That picture got me last time, man. I couldn't. By the big mural over there, we couldn't.
Oh yeah, you couldn't. Yeah, run
I couldn't finish my bug, so I had to wait, let him wait through another segment. There,
yeah,
man.
There you go. You knocked him down. You finished him up.
Well, that's a hell of a burger right there, boy. I tell you what,
just gotta let it all out right now. Till Monday.
No, I ain't worried about that. We'll talk about that Monday. That's a hell of a burger.
It is. I can't wait to dive into it. But Clint, I know for you, and I think it's been, you've been saying this a lot during the offseason is. Yes, the offense has questions, and there were issues with the offense last year for the Texans. But if they cleaned up even small things, if they cleaned up some things, it can make a major, major difference. And like you said, if they just cleaned up 4 or 5 of the small things that they were doing, like, hey, the center communicate, or hey,
yeah,
receivers running at the right depth consistently, that it can change some things. Well, Greg Cosell, who is one of the top film watchers in football, kind of goes into one of these other things that could be big corrections for the Texans. Here's Greg Cosell.
The way the league has evolved and offensive coordinators have evolved is I think the delineation between slot and outside has decreased because there's so many more cut splits, reduced splits, tight splits.
All right, when you hear that, Clint, and you hear and talk about the little small things that could help this offense, where do you go from that one?
Well, look, I think you talk about, like, the offensive line room changing their mentality. Obviously a small thing, big picture-wise, but very important. The quarterback getting the handcuffs taken off of him and the ability to communicate, I mean, is a absolute game changer. And now we look back at how Bobby Slowick constantly talked about all receivers can do all things. They're all the same. They're interchangeable. And we hear Greg Cosell talking about how offensive coordinators are not differentiating right anymore. There's no more like this is a boundary receiver, this is a wide side receiver, this is a slot. You know, everybody can do all things. I think it's less about offensive coordinators that are evolving and more about just a monkey see, monkey do business. I don't think a good chunk of them know why they're doing what they're doing. I think it's what is trendy. It's what's going on in the league, but I don't think they know what they're talking about or what they're doing. I mean, the thought that that anybody in the game of football that's get highly paid to coach it is doesn't understand that how rare the slot receiver skill set actually is and how important it is to a quarterback and to protecting the quarterback. To me, it's either you're just don't believe in it, or it's a monkey see, monkey do business, and you're just repeating what somebody next to you said.
You feel like that was an issue for the Texans the last couple
of years? Oh, yeah. I think, I was one of the things, you know, that I will be extremely critical of Bobby Slowick on is the wide receivers. The cut splits were absolutely ridiculous. There was no reason. There was no method to the madness. I think it muddied the waters for the offensive line and the quarterback and the running back in pass protection. There was never, rarely did we see like, man, them cut splits are a real weapon for us. And he was just really stubborn with it. And he always talked about the wide receivers being interchangeable. So yeah, look, I think it was a problem for Bobby Slowick. I think that was something that he'd probably learned from Shanahan in San Francisco. Even though they had one wide receiver in Brandon Ayuk and everybody else was kind of just blockers or kind of, you know, yeah, forgotten pieces. So I think for me, it's about hoping that's one of the differences in Nick Caley and Bobby Slowick is I hope Nick Caserio and Nick Caley, their experience in New England when New England had Wes Welker and Julian Edelman and what's my man from the Woodlands? Danny Amendola and all these different little slot. Because the key is this. As a quarterback, if you have a receiver that is, let's call it 90% of the snaps, he is literally within 10 yards of you. He's the closest guy to the tackle in the line of scrimmage. And he sees the game through a quarterback lens, and he looks in there in the box particularly, and he sees, hey, that's a funky formation. I know they're pressuring. All right, so I know it. The quarterback sees it. Boom, it's taking candy from a baby. You know, that whether he's breaking in or he's breaking out or whatever he's doing. Like, that skill set is rare, and it is extremely important. And hopefully, when you look at Nick Caserio and Nick Caley, they take a different approach to wide receivers in this offense, and you do have specialty guys like that, which Christian Kirk,
it looks like they have done that. Looks like they attacked that in the offseason and in the draft.
Yeah, it looks like that. It looks like that, and then Nick Caserio gets up there and tells us how he thinks Christian Kirk can play outside. And it's just like, oh, I mean, are we just playing mind games here? Do you really think that Christian Kirk's going to come out here and run the route tree from the boundary or from the wide side?
He did it in Arizona.
Well, no, he can do it, but just because he can do it, that's the problem, right? Is we go, oh, well, he can do it, so let's put him out there. Don't put him out there. His role is unbelievably important. Being tight, splits, have it be on the same page with the quarterback. Seeing the game from inside, not outside, seeing the game from the inside and being an answer when you get pressured. I don't care if a team doesn't do it all game long. If you, in the fourth quarter, all of a sudden they dial it up and you're in trouble. That guy, that slot guy that sees it needs to be in the damn slot and he needs to be the answer for the quarterback. Right? It's absolutely critical. If that safety, think about back to the Kansas City game. That safety walked up in the A-gap. Your slot receiver sees that. And whether he's breaking out or breaking in, he's an immediate answer right now for your quarterback. If the safety's in the A-gap, they can't play split safety. They can't play split coverage, right? There's a one-on-one situation, and it's probably the mismatch is probably going to be your slot receiver versus a nickel or the slot receiver versus a linebacker because they're blitzing the damn safety, right? So, I mean, I hope that is another one of those small differences that makes a big difference. In the game, the small difference between Nick Caley and what we watched last year was, hey, we got a slot, and we're going to keep this guy in the slot. We're not always going to cut splits just to get it there. We're going to keep this guy in the slot, and he's going to be C.J. Stroud's right-hand man.
Yeah, I know for you, one of the things that made so much of the pressure worse was that it would appear a lot of times C.J. didn't seem to know
where to go or have a
place to go.
None of them did.
Yeah,
the O line knew which way they wanted to go, and they went that way. And but they didn't know if that they weren't right most of the time. The quarterback didn't know which way the hell they were going. He didn't even know where to look.
And he didn't have that person.
And he didn't have an outlet. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, it's just I hate listening to Bobby Slowick talk about the all things to everybody receivers. I hate talking, hearing comments. I love Greg Cosell, but I hate hearing comments about, you know, the delineation between outside and slot receivers has a thing of the past. I hate hearing stuff like that because it's so wrong. It's so wrong. I mean, it's like if you the reason,
especially in the offense, it seems like maybe they're going towards.
Well, here's the deal. The reason you go to, hey man, we're an all receivers do everything type of team is because you can't find a slot because they're that rare and it's that difficult to see the game through the quarterback lens. If you just can't find it, then hey, you got to do the best you can. But to just go into it and from a recruiting perspective, you just recruit all around wide receiver, to me that's silly.
So for you, are you at a thought of like, hey, Nico should never be in that spot? That in many cases Nico should remain outside.
You can line Nico up whenever, wherever. Okay, he is a do everything wide receiver. But now Nico's not going to be in the slot or in a cut. He shouldn't be in the slot or in a cut split 62% of the snaps. Every now and then to get a mismatch, every now and then to get an outbreaking route that's money. Sure, absolutely. But not, I mean, Christian Kirk is my guy. That wherever he's at. I had a guy named Mike Williams when I was in college.
I think Jalen Noel, too.
Yep. I had a guy named Mike Williams in college. Smooth. We called him Silk because he was so smooth. I mean, he didn't have a ton of catches. But any time I got in trouble, I knew he was looking at me. I knew I would see his eyeballs every time. Now Luke did what Luke did, right? My big-time receiver did what he did. We got all the mismatches. I fed him the ball. But I knew when I got in trouble, I could always depend on Silk being wherever I needed him to be. Yeah. You got to have that guy, man.
Yeah. And
to minimize it is plum-ass silly.
Yeah. And that may have taken away from some of the pressure in the sacks a lot more.
Absolutely.
And I would imagine if they are going to do anything like we saw in New England, that's probably them backs out of the backfield we'll probably see. Yep. A lot more of that. All right, coming up, three teams, and the Rockets are one of them, are thought to be, from a report today, front runners to get Giannis. We'll tell you what that potentially means and what the Rockets would have to give up, and which of these other teams would you be concerned, because they're both in the Western Conference. Would you be concerned if Giannis went to instead of the Rockets? We'll do that next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Live. Live from Star Sports Bar and Grill in Katy, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. Clap it up. We're having a good time out here. There we go. There we go. Good time out here. There we go, arguing a little bit back and forth. Somebody just walked in and said, oh, we clapping out here. Okay, we clapping. I don't know what the hell we clapping for, but we clapping. No, come
the
on out.
The drive is live.
It is live. And as we are on stop 7 of our Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, these two right here, double high five. They've been to all 7 stops, and they plan to go to all the rest of them if they can get off of work on time. But we are enjoying everybody who's come out. By the way, if you're just walking in the door, coming up, we are going to do this 2 more times. The next time is going to be in about 10 minutes. If you have just walked in, you can get a chance to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. All you got to do is sign your name, put it in a raffle box. We'll do that at the end of this hour. We'll also do it at 5 o'clock, or you can do like this gentleman is doing right here and be our grand prize winner. All you got to do is hit that QR code. Our guy Shay is holding that up. Say hello to Shay when you get there. You have a chance to win a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and free beer for a year. So you can win that right there. All you got to do is use our QR code and have a chance to win. And at the end of our Crawfish Circuit, you will hear who that winner is. So come on out, have a good time, and enjoy things with us. Remember, as we are here at Stars Sports Bar and Grill, Crawfish, all you can eat, $30 all day long, $20 pitchers. You can't beat that. You can't pass that up. And if you have been listening to us, Clint can vouch for these. He has now had 4 pounds of crawfish. He said it's very, very good. I don't think he's done. I think he may get another 2 pounds in him.
I am not done.
He is not done. Maybe more than 2 pounds. But you can't miss this. He said, I ain't trying to tell you how to run your business. But $30, all you can eat. I don't know if I'd pull that trigger. But my man is gracious enough to do that. So come on out and do your thing.
I can tell you this. If you're out there and you're listening right now, again, if you're driving, if you own your couch, and I don't advise you get fired, but if you can break free.
It's 4:47. It's got to be that time now.
I'm telling you, $30 all you can eat for these crawfish right here, that is too good of a deal to pass up. Maybe one of the best deals I've ever seen. Now, I'm a big eater, so I can eat him.
You can let him ride.
I'll be one of those guys where he's like, man, damn, I shouldn't have made that deal with this old boy. But
He's thinking about the Tylers of the world.
The crawfish are absolutely tremendous, and most importantly, which I'm not surprised, the beer is crackling cold.
It is. Tyler, how many can you put down right now?
How many pounds?
Yeah,
I'd start with at least 4 or 5.
That's good. He's not a big eater.
He's not. Yeah, I wondered. I thought he'd go 3.
I thought that's where he was at. Put some bugs away.
Shout out to our partners here, Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. The Bud Light girls are around here, and
got a
couple of goodies for you as well. So we appreciate them joining us as well. All right, Clint, this came out today. NBC Sports, Kurt Heelan, who is the lead NBA writer for NBCSports.com, he said the Houston Rockets are one of 3 teams, Clint. The Houston Rockets, the Oklahoma City Thunder, and the San Antonio Spurs that are interested and could be the front runners to making a move for Giannis. These are those 3 teams. I will give you the trade package that he is hearing and the players that the Rockets are willing to unload in this and what the Bucks are looking for in particular with the Rockets. But, Clint, and everyone, you can join on this as well, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch as well. Which of those other 2 teams would concern you the most, Giannis going to? OKC, and by the way, in that OKC deal, they would be able to keep Chet Holmgren, they would be able to keep SGA, and they would add Giannis. Now, they would lose your guy, Hartenstein. They would lose Jalen Williams, who who somehow went 3-for-16 yesterday in the game, shot 18% yesterday. They would lose those guys, but they would gain him. And then they talked in some picks as well. They talked about the Spurs would lose, would keep Giannis, would keep Castle, who was the rookie of the year last year, would keep De'Aaron Fox. They would give up a lot of young pieces that are good players, Johnson, Vassell, he's a good player, and the number two overall pick to bring in Giannis. So which one of those would concern you more? Both teams in the Western Conference, obviously the Spurs, you play a lot in your division. Who would concern you the most, OKC or the Spurs?
Yeah, the Spurs.
The Spurs. People are yelling the Spurs.
I mean, you put, you put Wimby and Giannis on the squad, you're going to have a good luck getting inside the three-point line and getting any kind of consistency from him. You know what I mean? Those guys are
and Wimby can play outside.
I mean, they are long, man. That would be a real problem. So I'd say the Spurs, not to mention they're in the state of Texas, and I want those teams to be good, but I want us to whoop their ass every time we play them. So, I would go with the Spurs.
The Spurs, I don't know. OKC, boy, SGA, Giannis, and Chet. That's a scary crew right there. I mean, both of them are giving you ridiculous size on the inside and everything they put together. But that would be a scary thing if either one of those teams, you'd have to look at those teams differently if they got Giannis. By the way, the deal that is looked at here for Houston would be, he reports, Houston would be open to moving Alperen Şengün in a deal for Giannis. I know how much you like Şengün. My man right here is shaking his head all the way. I know how much you like Şengün. Would you be okay with it?
Not even
to get Giannis.
I just when you talked about the deals that the other two teams would make, I mean if that's the deal, then yeah, I mean he's off the table for me.
Yeah.
I mean, Jalen Green, Jabari Smith, all the picks, whatever you got to do, there's a deal out there to be made that with Şengün remains a Rocket. Yeah, I'm not. Boy, that would be hard for me to get to move on from Şengün.
My only thing is the fit, right? Because Giannis and Şengün together, I'm not saying it won't work, but there's like is we talked about it earlier, like. Neither one of those guys are great shooters, right? And now they can do things, and would they be clogging up the lane from each other? Where would one – like, that's my only thing in fit. And then what else would you be able to put around them? Because you got to have knockdown shooters to go around them to give them the space they need.
What I like about Şengün, I think, is the versatility. I mean, he's not going to knock down perimeter shots, but he is a guy that can move, a guy that can play away from the ball, a guy that can be dominant on the defensive end of the floor, especially if he's guarding smaller players. I think his versatility puts me in a spot where I think they would work really, really well together. And I think in that moment you can keep your identity. Now the issue is you still don't have the shooting. You know, you still got a problem with that with just perimeter shooting, and you're dependent on a bunch of guys to develop if that is the case, and you're giving away Jabari Smith and Jalen Green, two guys you think could potentially be the guys that develop into those perimeter guys. So that's a little bit wonky for me. I love Giannis. I love the way he plays the game. I love his mentality.
I think he would fit what Udoka wants to do. Just, all of that
to me, it changes.
It changes
everything about the Rockets if you move Şengün and bring him in. I think it just changes everything about it.
Well, with that, also in this report to NBC Sports, as we saw, Houston would be open to trading Şengün, but the Bucks may be higher on a Jalen Green-based trade package.
Now you're talking.
Jalen Green, Jabari Smith would be a part of the deal. Also, the Rockets have a lot of future first-round picks that they got in the Phoenix deals and the Brooklyn deals. Hell, man, hey, if Milwaukee is like, you know what, we'd rather have the Jalen Green and Jabari Smith package, and I like Jabari, and the Jalen Green led thing, hell, you can have Cam. What else you need? That one wouldn't be, even though as I said, the fit between those two. Like, I got to make that move, right? Like, if that's on the table.
That's the one I'm down with right there. We are depending on the shooting developing with a couple of other guys anyway, or finding it somewhere else. And so I'm in the keep Shingun, deal Jalen Green, deal Jabari, and make it happen.
Yep. All right, coming up as we continue live here in Katy, it's a little 5 o'clock fire. Little 5 o'clock fire. There you go. There's the Brock Purdy fan. We'll talk about him in a bit because Brock Purdy got paid. How much does that have to do with C.J. Stroud? Also, we'll get you ready for what's becoming a big start for Lance McCullers tonight as the Astros are going to try to win game two of this series with the Rangers. Remember, we're live here. All you can eat crawfish, $30. You're getting off work. Make your way out here to Katy to Stars Sports Bar and Grill. Do so now as we continue to roll through right here live on The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.